This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. It's a dog's life, but how about when a dog's life interferes with your life? This case got started when Mary Jo and her husband bought a luxury condo in Hollywood Towers, a no-pet building in Chicago. Mary Jo told the building manager that her doctor had prescribed an emotional support animal to help alleviate her panic attacks. The building manager told Mary Jo the condo board voted that she had to keep the dog in a carrier in the common areas and could not enter or leave through the main entrance. Mary Jo told the manager that using isolated doors increased her anxiety and that the dog was too heavy to carry. Mary Jo and her husband finally felt they had no choice but to move out and sold their condo at a loss. They sued, and the court found the condo association may have failed to provide reasonable accommodation for her disability, noting also that other non-disabled residents had dogs. This case brings to mind what my former professor John Holmes once observed, that, quote, a dog is not almost human, and I know of no greater insult to the canine race than to describe it as such. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.